What do you expect of me today, God? Oh boy, help me discern between what is your will for me and what are my own stubborn ruts. Help me put down the to-do list that I often have running in the background of my life. How to be better, more faithful. Maybe I'm even trying to save myself and those who I serve. Forgetting that that is definitely not my job. And if it was, well, God help us. No, at the center of what I'm going to do today or what I have done today is to point to you, to your goodness, the way you show up for me and for the world in the person of Jesus. Stir up my faith to give voice to this and to point to it and sing it and eat it when it all seems impossible. When the people I serve seem content with slowly dying or simply refusing to see beyond their church walls, remind me that you can work with impossible. That impossible is not really in your vocabulary. And please, God, run the thoughts that I couldn't possibly be good enough to be called to this work and life. Well, run them out of my head. They live there rent-free enough. Please close the gap that I so often help widen between me and you. And when I can't see a way or declare it impossible, I trust you will make a new way because you are good. Help me to be good to those who love me best and most, remembering that you are good. Don't let the stress of my work runneth over onto them. Help me be filled with your goodness and mercy instead, that can runneth all over all at once, please. Amen. Dear pastor, dear chaplain, dear deacon, you are loved. Breathe in and out, knowing that your labor in the Lord is not in vain. Don't be afraid. God is with you.